Welcome back. This is
All right.
Sight to the Blind. I got another special guest on who's eager to tell his story, and I'm interested in to knowing how he came into this walk with the Most High Yahuwah, because he told me he prayed before this conversation. So I hope the Most High blesses him with the Ruach to fully in detail explain the trials and tribulations that he went through to end up on this walk. I'm gonna let him introduce himself.
All right, well, yeah, man, man, it began when I was 19 years old, man. And I was in a relationship with a girl at the time, and I didn't really know Yah at much at all. And all I ever thought was like just believing in Jesus Christ. I was like, I believe, so like I'm good. You know what I mean? Like that's what I thought. It was like, I walk my life, I do what I want, and as long as I believe that, Jesus Christ is the Messiah, and just by believing in him that I'm saved, I thought I was good. And I remember I hung out with a cousin of mine, bro. His name was Noah. And it was like a family vacay, man. And he had mentioned, because I had never done drugs my whole life, you know what I'm saying? Like I drank beer. I got addicted to nicotine, which I'm still addicted to this day. I still drink beer, sometimes abusively, I will say, truthfully speaking. And he mentioned mushrooms, man. And he was, and like for some reason it caught my mind because I did try drugs in high school, but never did I ever do any. And when I say drugs, I mean acid. And when I was in high school, I did do beans, whatever. And God knows what those really were. But and I didn't feel anything off of the beans or the LSD I did, but it was like laughing. But it caught my mind, psychedelics, whatever. But the main point, yo, is he mentioned it to me, and not long after, like I didn't know y'all at this point. But I knew that he grew those shrooms, so I felt comfortable, doing it. And so before I even did it, and I didn't know Yah at all. I'd never heard his voice. I'd never like known who he was, but like I always trusted in him, And I did those shrooms, man. And before I did it, I even prayed like a little prayer, like, almost like the verse when like Yah says, like, don't be like the wicked that say vain repetitions. You know what I mean? But like truly speaks, like when you pray to him. And I took those shrooms, but I asked, I was like, God, like all I know is that this is a plant, I hear it enlightens, whatever, you put it here. So whatever reason you put it here, just please be with me. And I did shrooms, man. All I could feel, and it was like a full moon, man. I'm going to the club, bro. Like I'm going to the club. You know what I'm saying, bro? And I'm like with a bunch of buddies, man. And I took them before we got there. This is up to Gainesville, man, from Ocala. So we're riding 45 minutes. We're all just hanging out, laughing, drinking, doing our thing. And I didn't feel it coming up at all, but, man. Like we got to the top of this parking garage in Gainesville, and it is the parking garage outside of a club named Bricks. And dude, like when I say that the devil has his handiwork and like weird witchcraft up in that garage, bro, he's got it on there, man. And like the floor right before the top, there's like a like this graffiti on the wall, whatever, like artwork that they have all up in the garage. And it's a portal. It says portal above it. And it's like written with vines and like hearts. And then on each side, there's a man and a woman. And but they're like deep, like demonic-fied theme, kind of like. And like there's like and on their face it's like they're like frowning downward, but there's like a smile. You know what I'm saying? It's weird stuff. Weird stuff. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, but that's a whole nother thing later on. But like when I realized that that was there, but when I got there, man, full moon, dude. I step out of the whip at the top floor, and dude, I look at the moon in the sky, and all I could hear, yo, was like God's voice, dude. And like it wasn't like I was hearing words, but it was like just understanding being given to me, yo, that like the beauty of the moon, yo, is like from him. You know what I mean? And anyway, man, I go about the whole night, man. I'm having like the best night of my life, man. Pure energy, pure thoughts. You know what I mean? Denying sin for like and like seeking God for the first time, and it's just blessing my spirit, And like, and I remember I looked at my brother, dude, like a good buddy of mine. And later in my testimony, the same brother was with me when some like bad stuff happened to me, like when Yah disciplined me later on. But he was standing there, I was standing next to him, and I was looking down at all the people, like in the club from this little upper space. And I just realized how beautiful, that like how we all are, that like Yah sees us, and like, excuse me if I say yo a lot, and but like that was the beginning. And And anyway, like I did shrooms the next weekend and I gave my life to God, Larry. And like I remember I was on the shrooms and like for the first time I felt like I was like using my mind. And like and but all there was a pull to just seek Yah, man. And like he was like calling me, yo. And like I was answering and I answered, yo, and I was there. And I remember I was like, yeah, like what do you want from me? Yo, I'm sitting on the couch, you know, at my ex-girlfriend's sister's house. You know what I mean? And like I'm just asking him, like, and it's like all this understanding is coming into like my mind, and I'm understanding that like that there is a creator and God is true, you know, and that you can't hear it from someone else and just believe it then, you know, like you got to hear it from him. You know, and like in Hebrews, man, there's that verse. It says, like, you know, for like the day will come where like I won't teach, or you won't have to ask another man, who am I? But I'll teach you myself. You know what I mean?
So how do you feel that when he talked to his people, he did it without them being on drugs, but when it comes to you being on drugs, you
Yeah.
felt like he talked to you, and what was he asking for you to do? What have you done since that calling?
And yeah, like I say, I was like, and I was on a drug, whatever, you know, the word drug or, you know, God's creation, definitely a mind altering, unsobering substance that when you consume definitely makes you not sober, you know. But like what I do trust and believe are the signs and the hand of God that I've seen since then that I can trust in that it wasn't just like a mind altering substance that deceived me, that like led me to be under some kind of psychosis. I know that for sure. But what I have done since then, and like it's not even my works that I do, it is the work of Yahushua, you know, it's his will, you know, and it's just us fulfilling, you know. And the only work and any work and any good thing I ever do claim, I always remind myself and others, you know, that it isn't anything good from me, it's good from him. And what I did do from that moment forward was that when that day did arrive, you know, that second night when I gave my life to God, man, he took all the strength out of my body, man. I couldn't even walk. And when I did walk, I had enough steps to get out of my girlfriend's sister's like apartment just to fall on my knees next to a bush, you know, with no strength. And I just promised my servitude, loyalty, and always walking in truth and being truthful. And everything about me, my life and everything, yeah, over to Yahuwah. Thank God. At the time, I didn't even know his name. Like I just knew God and Jesus, you know what I mean? But I vowed my servitude over to him. And in that moment, Larry, there was strength given to me and I felt a rumble in my stomach. And like I've told this testimony many times, man, as I've walked and like, you know, spread the gospel, you know. And like this is I want to say this without sounding like, and it's not vulgar or, and it's not, but it is slightly disgusting, you know. But the first thing I felt to do was to go use the bathroom, man. And when I used the bathroom, there were like, I want to say 7 to 8. There might have been 6. I didn't count them, but I had to use the bathroom and I took a poop, yo, but it wasn't poop that came out of my body, dude. It was, I'm talking about balls of meat, dude, that looked like gigantic tumors of some kind. And all that, and what I understood in that moment, and what I still understand to this day, is that it was just physical manifestations of evil Ruachoth that were claimed under my spirit that, you know, manifested themselves in the flesh through the curses that I brought upon myself that I inherited, you know what I mean? And they had built, you know, but he like purged me and cleaned me in that day.
So let's go into let,
And
let's let's go into the curses, because you I ain't gonna let you skip over that real fast. So what do you believe is the curses or the generational curses in your bloodline?
all right, one of them is seriously lust. It's twisted lust, like bad lust, homosexual, evil Ruachoth kind of lust, truthfully, you know, and it does run in my bloodline. And as far back as I know it goes, and I'll say this truthfully, and may God protect me and you and my grandfather and bless all of his children. But the truth is the truth. And my grandfather committed many heinous, ugly sins that I won't say exactly, but you know, if you have ears to hear and eyes to see, you can tell that it derived from lust and it pretty much spoiled a whole lot of stuff going on. And within the family, exterior of the family, you know, kind of stuff. And It was brought down within like my family, like my and my father may not have gotten a lot of it because my father is great, yo. And like I'm the firstborn of 11 children, you know, same mother and father. And like I say that with strength because, dude, may God got by the glory of God, you know what I'm saying? And like they're still together, the family's blessed, you know what I mean? And it's amazing. And my father believes in Yahuwah as well and knows his name. And actually, it was you who brought my parents and my mother onto the real truth, you know, because they were just so unsatisfied with Christianity and hearing from like someone else, an askewed, you know, falsely told, incorrect doctrine version of who God was. You know what I mean? And then they told it unto me, and it just hit instantly, man. Like, you know, from a young age, you know, I remember I was like 11, bro, and I was like in my backyard at my parents' property, you know, like looking at the lake. And like, I was like 11, man. I was like, I understood that like God created all this, man. And like, I've always trusted in God, but I used to put my middle finger up to Yah when I was like in my teens. You know, it's like I knew he was there and I believed it, but, and I like truly did and still do, yo. But at the time, I just was like cursing his name for me getting grounded for like smoking weed and sneaking out. But back to the main point of this is that generational curses that do rust is, you know, drinking, lust, you know, twisted of things, but there are also like great blessings that I see like, you know, run down in the family. 'Cause like there's a lot of talk on generational curses and not generational blessings. You know what I mean? And like the generational blessings that I do see is wisdom and love, man. And like my grandpa, like he is one of the wisest and most loving men I've ever met. Everyone that ever meets him, like, you know, women I got to knew, you know, I've dated that, you know, I got to love and it didn't work out because I'm single now. Like I'd always bring them around the family, you know, because like there's just love, understanding, and just beauty within the household I was born into, you know, and, you know, I just want to share it, you know what I mean? But yeah, man, you know, a lot of blessings that were brought down, but main point for real, yo, a lot of curses, man. A lot of curses. Drinking, lust, and it's all in there. And I've struggled with it. And I'm still battling it to this day, brother, truthfully. And
Have
brother,
you fasted or have you done steps to try to battle it? What have you done to actually fight against it?
truthfully, I have fasted like once or twice, yo, for this, but like never for like 24 hours straight. And honestly, it's like a half-assed fast if I did it at all. You know, if those times even counted, really. You know what I'm saying? But honestly, what I do to fight the most is truly just like when I'm afraid, and I remember it's like when you're afraid, trust in me, you know, and I just trust in him. And you know, there is more steps I know I need to take, yo, and I need to like gird up strength and let go of stuff and fast. 'Cause you know, like I remember the verse in Matthew, you know, and like in some Bibles they take the end of this verse out, or it's the next verse. You know, it's like, you know, through faith, you know, you tell a mountain with a mustard seed of a faith, you can tell a mountain to move. And but at the end of that verse, it's like, but with fasting and prayer. You know, and in some Bibles that's taken out. And you know, I think it's just because, from my understanding, the power that it really has through the Spirit and through Yah's blessings and strength to test those that have to sacrifice a little bit to gain, you know, and then those that aren't willing to sacrifice that little bit, you know, just aren't worthy, yo. You know, and like I fight that within myself, like why I haven't done that more, like why I don't do that, why I'm weak, you know what I mean? And like it's a battle, but like at the end, I trust in Yah, man. He shows me too, man. And like, I don't know, he just hasn't given up on me, man. And like I just haven't given up on myself, you know, and I trust in him. And like I struggle, man. Like I struggle, dude. You know what I'm
Is
saying? So like,
it a social thing, or is just you feel like you're escaping from traumas that haven't been resolved? Like what drives you to that point of either obsessively drinking to obsess and whatever you do to obsess? What do you think that is?
man, I think it's both. I think it's both. I think there's something I'm escaping from that I don't even know exactly the root of that has been hid from me because of the way that my heart is, that it isn't truly for knowing. It's like I don't really, really want to know. But like I say I really want to know because I know I really want to know, but it's there's just I think it's my pleasure for the flesh, man, that is what is holding me back. And then yeah, and it is social too, man, because like man, I don't remember the last time I hung out like with some buddies and some friends, whether it was on the weekend or whatever, where I didn't have a beer in my hand and a cigarette smoking, you know, to be real. And like okay, and you know, it's tough, man. And like before I came on this podcast, man, I was praying to Yah because I was afraid, bro. Because like I was asking Yah, I was like, Yah, if I am like a son of perdition and one that is deceived, like let me know. And like I answered this podcast to just for Yah to show me if who you are, and if like for me to know if I'm on the wrong side, if you are true. 'Cause like I got my family telling me, like I was telling, I was coming to this podcast with you, like, oh, you can't trust in Larry. Don't let him be your false idol. And like, you're not, brother. No, you're not, man. You know, 'cause like people struggle with that. 'Cause like when you first reached out to me, there was like almost like that celebrity shock kind of like spirit. You know what I mean? And like I had to repent from that, bro. I was like, yo, you know, Larry's just a brother like the rest of us, you know, but just chosen, you know, chosen, man. And like it's true. I mean, look at your works, look at what you've done. And you know, but it's Yahusha and Yah that did it through you. Like Moshe. Who was Moshe if Yah wasn't with Moshe? You know, exactly. You know,
So
exactly, man.
what have you done as far as like, have you done feast days? Have you tried to get your family into doing biblical holidays and stuff like that? How does that conversation go?
Well, it actually goes very well, man. You know, very well, yo. And I was actually, my whole family and I were all together on the Become Set Apart calendar. You know what I mean? And I and that
Same
was back
calendar.
when, yeah, and that was back when you put it on through your podcast like years ago. Because dude, I've been like a listener from like the beginning, bro. I remember when you like went on to Spotify, you know, or you know, from whatever like you know website you were on before or whatever it was. But yeah, man, you know, we all used to do the Become Set Apart holiday, and my father still did it. And honestly, I when you mentioned about the Southern Hemisphere and the real promised land, man, I could hear y'all say it was true, you know, like for real, man. 'Cause, and it makes sense, like, and in the verse you say, like, I want to say it's in Isaiah or Jeremiah about, you know, you say like where he scattered his people from the north and everywhere else he scattered them, he'll bring them back. Like that makes perfect sense to me. Why, you know, why else would he say north? You know what I'm saying? Like the North Hemisphere, and it makes perfect sense. You know, anyone that denies it, you know, like I don't know what their deal is. I don't know what they're struggling with or what spirit is on them. You know what I'm saying? That causes them to do that. But like at the end of the day, that's Yah's will too. You know what I mean? That people deny that there is strife, you know, and maybe it's to show that no man can be a king of the people. You know, that it's that he is our king, and it's to remind us that there won't be another David that leads the whole assembly. You know what I mean? And but there'll be only him, and he won't allow that kind of success within his people happen unless it's truly from him. You know what I mean?
What do you feel like your calling is? Like, what do you feel your call to do either is to, 'cause you have the voice and the knowledge to preach, bro. You have, you like, you're on the cusp of getting there. I feel like that's, yeah, that's your calling is to really truly spread the gospel. Where do you think you are supposed to be?
I think I'm supposed to be like the rich man, or the and like I was reading, it was a young man, dude, that had much, you know. When Yahusha said, like, sell all that you have, and that young man that had much, you know, he couldn't do it, you know, he couldn't do it, yo. But I want to do it, and I want to be that the rich man that gives it all away, you know, that sells it when Yahusha asked me to sell it, you know, because like, who would that rich man have been if he sold it? And ultimately, that's where I'm at in my walk, you know?
How far do you
And
think you need to go to reach that pinnacle when you think you know you're ready? Do you feel like you're a year off, a couple of months off, or even a couple of weeks off? Like, how do you feel in your spirit, in your ruach, that you're close to this true calling?
you know, man, like, and I do sense almost like a buildup of enthusiasm, you know, like, and like, for myself and like from Yah himself, but like I can't even tell, you know, because like truly it really all is in Yah's timing, And like, you know, he says like men come to repentance through the goodness of him, you know, through of Yah. You know, and I remember I read that, like where that verse is, I can't tell you, but I remember reading it. And I wouldn't say it if I sensed in my spirit it wasn't from Yah. But you know, it's true. You know, it's true. You know, that men do come to repentance through his goodness. And honestly, I just can't tell exactly when it will be, you know, but I do know that it'll be made clear when the time comes and I will have a choice, you know. And like, you know, it's just all very mysterious. You know what I'm saying? The ways of Yah. You
I
know what I
hear.
mean? And like, but I do always remember this verse, man, is that men will know not by their strength will they have, you know, be into the kingdom, but by Yah's strength alone. And you know, he cuts down a haughty man, he humbles, and he lifts up the basest of men to be kings. You know what I mean? And like, when this, you know, day of Yahuwah comes, which is of darkness, or whatever day it is, exactly where he assembles us as a united mind in this body, where we are of one mind, when that time comes, everyone in the assembly will know that there is none above another, and only Yah can judge, and he is the king, you know, and that, you know, by his say alone is anyone cast off and anyone brought on. And like, it'll be like a wondrous, like wisdom, understanding, given thing, like when we all see this assembly one day. You know what I'm saying? Like, we'll all look at each other and have our testimonies, and it will just be just mind-boggling, you know, like how, like, you know, I thought this, you know, how are you in here? Because I thought something about this, but y'all brought me up here, and like now he's about to plead his case and purge the rebels out. You know what I'm saying? You know, and like, and that's what he says, man. You know what I mean? I've read the verse that you've said many times in your thing, man, in the past, bro. And it's true. Like, that is the true prophecy. Rapture stuff, no. You know, I try to tell people that, man, and they're just like, what? You know, I used to be with a Bible study, bro, like in a Christianity after I came into this, bro, and the whole time, bro, it's like I'm taking shots. Like, he's like, oh, well, you know, if you don't think the rapture's coming, well, you might be left behind. You know, like, no, you know what I'm saying? You know, because like, I would say, I was like, yo, I don't know if this is true. I don't believe this. But he's like, and then he said to like the whole group, he was like, yo, well, maybe because you don't believe it'll happen, you will be left behind. Because what I'm saying, like you said it before, yo, it's the tares before the wheat. You know what I mean? And it's Yah's children that are protected as the world is being destroyed. So if the world's being destroyed in their wickedness while they're making merry, it'll be those that are the wheat that are not destroyed, and they're watching first the tares being uprooted and dying in their wickedness. And you know, it'll be revealed to everyone, bro. You know, like it'll that ruach will be poured upon all flesh. You know what I mean? And like, everyone will know that Yahuwah is the creator and that his spirit is there and the truth is there, but there'll be those that deny because they don't wish to be reproved, you know? And there's that verse, like I forget where it was, but like they deny because they don't, the wicked, they don't wish to be reproved. You know, it's like we're like an aching, like nails on a chalkboard kind of sound to the wicked in this world. You know what I'm saying? They can't stand to hear that they have to change their ways. You know what I'm saying?
So, what do you think? What do you want for yourself? Do you want to be married? Do you want to have kids? Do you feel like you have to give up a lot of the vices that you have in your life in order to attain being married and have kids? Because that's something that the Most High, he has to institute that for you. He has to make that order for you. And it starts with you before you even get to having a wife and kids, because you don't want to have those generational curses go through your children and their children's children. So where do you think you are
Exactly.
with that?
In terms of like having a woman, like I've had a woman I've loved, man. I truly loved, you know, and when I came into the walk, I was dating her. You know, I mentioned earlier my ex-girlfriend, and when I came into the walk, I was telling her and she didn't take me seriously, you know. Like she heard it. She's like, "All right, yeah, whatever. You know, you're gonna go drink with your buddies and put your phone on airplane mode again." You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? But nah, man, but like I loved her, man, like more than I've ever loved a woman. And like I started telling her what I was seeing, and dude, y'all was blessing me in these times, man, like miracles beyond, bro, like teaching me like thoroughly. Like he taught me greater than like he showed me more signs in his hand more in my walk in the beginning up to now.
Mm.
'Cause now he knows that I know, and I know that I know.
Right.
So I don't need to be like the wicked and ask for signs anymore. You know what I mean? So like I know he's there. And the things, man, dude, the stories I got, man, about like crazy spiritual darkness, yo, where like God gave me his amazing Ruach HaKodesh and the power of him through his son and the power his son yields to cast out evil Ruachoth and send them off and to make them manifest themselves within people when my presence arrives, and it still happens to this day. I'm sure you know what happens for yourself as well. But when it comes to like me having a woman now, like it's just not gonna happen, you know. Like with a, it's, I'm not gonna receive a righteous woman until I just get past the works that I need to get done now. You know, I do the work that has to be done, you know, because like a blessed man is blessed with a good woman, you know what I'm saying? But a good woman is blessed with a good man, you know, and like unless I can break off these vices that ultimately are disobedience to the word of God and like you know negligence and disobedience to the spirit and the Ruach HaKodesh and the Ruach HaMashiach. Until I break those spirits off and break the chains and ultimately free myself through the power that Yah has given His Son to bless me with the amazing just salvation and to be free and drink of that fountain, which is clean and never thirst. You know, until I stop going back to the mud hole and that mud fountain I've been drinking out of, where it is a stronghold and a problem. You know, until I break that off through the will and power of Yah and Yahusha, I'm just not, I know I can't have a woman because I don't want to be a bad influence on her spiritually. You know, where I drag the spirits that come with disobedience, you know, to her, that even like my kiss, you know, is a curse unto her, that like through my lips, there's a spirit of evil. You know what I'm saying? And like, I just know until I break it off, like all those spirits off, and my dis and become e obedient, I'm just not gonna be able to do and have a righteous woman that I can bear kids with, that is written in the book of life and upon the tablets of righteousness in heaven, that are ordained by God beforehand, and it just will not happen by my own power, but
I
through
hear
my
you.
obedience to the Torah. You know what I'm
I
saying?
hear you. I
And
hear
the
you.
love.
What do you do for work?
I'm a carpenter, bro. You
Okay.
know,
Oh,
Fran
so
Newman.
you like original, bro. Yeah, you have no choice but to come out of these vices and get on this work. You have
I know,
no
bro.
excuse,
I
bro.
know,
You
bro.
have none.
No, I know, man. I know, bro. I know, man. Carbon framing all the way, dude. My dad grew up picking tobacco, bro. Was instilled with that work, bro. You know, and he had a company back before 08 when I was real young. He was doing that shit crash. Excuse my language. You know the economy, whatever, sold it. Went EMT, started this business again a couple years ago when I was like 14, 15. And since like around that age was I really, you know, into the carpentry and the building of things, you know what I'm saying? Like the handiwork of things through my father. And stayed together like that until I was in high school. I was going to school, so I had to get a job after school. But when I graduated, that's when I went full time with him, you know what I mean? And I was like that for like, I want to say like 2 years, because our house burned down, man. Like the house I grew up in, and like all the children were born in, because I'm the, you know, I'm of the 11, the firstborn. But you know, firstborn has the high and mighty title, and even Reuben lost that title. You know what I'm saying? So it don't matter who the firstborn is. You know what I'm saying? It matters who doesn't sell their birthright for a bowl of soup. You know what I mean? But yeah, man. You know, learned well in the car, and I even see the beauty in it, man. And like the understanding of things, how things are built, you know what I mean? And it like relates onto like how we build ourselves, you know what I mean? And like, you know, foundation always first, bruh. You know, then you build the pillars, you know, and then you strengthen the pillars through the things that are between them, you know, that build that geometry, you know, just strength of the way that God designed shapes and everything that He did design. You know, because and you know, and then you know, the roof, the house, the covering, it's all, there's wisdom in all of it, yo. And that's why Yahusha was a carpenter, yo. And you know, it was him in the beginning, yo, that was with Yah. And I want to say, there's a verse, because I'm a little unsure. I think, and like, you can correct me, but there's a verse about how he was the craftsman of all the creation, that Yah said it, and then it was his son that built it, and like that's what's up, because like Yah already knew he could do it, but he wanted to teach his son that wasn't him, but was perfect with him, and that was worthy, the lamb that was worthy, man, from before time, and but. Yeah, carpentry work, framing, man. I'm in a blessed situation. I don't work for my father because, like family strife, but I do work for a God-blessed man, bro. And his name is Mike. He's a good guy.
Good. And you said, bro, I know I didn't hear you. You said you were the 11th child, like there's 11 children in your family?
I'm actually the firstborn of the 11.
11
Yeah, 11, man.
out
Same
of the
mom and
same
pop, bro.
woman?
Yeah, man. She had me. She got pregnant with me when she was 19, had me when she was 20, and then like back to back for 11 children, she had kids. Yeah, man. And she was, and like, that verse where it's like the women of Yashareel were lively and had the woman by themselves, like my mom, she had like me, I want to say my first, like her first three children, like in the hospital, and then it was all midwives, and then it evolved and grew into her having them at home with midwives. And dude, like she'll be st like I even watched it one time. Like I was like, young, and like she's standing up, bro. She ain't even laying on a bed, dude. She's like in squat position, lively, bro, on her feet, ready to give birth. You know what I mean? Because like gravity helps, man. When you're laying down, like you're just pushing, but like if you're standing up, giving birth, then it just gravity helps and it's way easier. And she did that for like I want to say like the last. Like six or seven children, and it was, it, and it's awesome, man, and like she's a lively woman, my mother, and like wise she is, man, and wise both of my parents are, and my whole family, dude, are blessed with the Ruach HaKodesh, but nothing. All I know is that, and from the beginning of my walk, I knew this because I was asking him in tears in my eyes. I was like, why am I the only one worried about this? Why now has God showed me and I'm the one crying? Why can we all not do what is right? Like I'm telling y'all, like this is the right way. I'm struggling to do it. Like, why can't y'all do it too? And then like, and that was a lesson I learned, man, is that like not everyone is gonna do it with you. Yeah. You're gonna be alone,
How have you tried to translate what you do now to your siblings? And how young are they? Are they your age or just a lot younger than you, where they don't understand?
Well, my sister Phoenix is 20 or 21. My brother Brooks just turned 20 in February. There's Dakota, who would be 19, but she passed away. And but she's in heaven. She was like less than one. So I know her soul is secure. But then there's Zeke. He is 17, or he's turning 17 this month in a couple of days. Then there's Selah. She is 15. There's Charlize, who I want to say is 13. There's Levi. He's named after Leviticus. Who is, I want to say he's like 12 or 13. Then there's Jedediah. He's like 11 or 12. Like, I don't know exactly, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I try to, there's a lot, man. But then there's Abram. And my parents named him after Abraham, but his name before he was Abraham. And he is, I want to say 8 or 9. And then there's Grady, and he is 5. I think. I'm pretty sure it's 5. I'm pretty sure it's 5. And it is fine because he did have a birthday recently, because like every couple of months it's like a birthday cake. You know what I'm saying? The whole time I'm like, oh, I hate this. But think like Job kind of stuff, But yeah, man, the way I try to translate it to him, because when I first came into the walk, I was hot and heavy with it, you know what I'm saying? And like it was hot and heavy upon me, yo. It's like all this information that like I can fathom through the blessing of Yah that I am seeing and understanding through his blessing and purpose and plan. So like I'm hearing it, I'm getting it, and it's making all perfect sense. And I'm trusting and believing, and he's blessing me with a ruach to spread the gospel with great power. And he even showed me the chinks in my armor. Like I had no chink in my arm in the beginning of my walk, but then like as it went on, like I'm talking the span of 3 months, like it was a summer of 21, and he showed me the chinks in my armor. I learned, but at the time I was bringing the hot and heavy to my parents, my whole family, and they're hearing it, and they're like, And they're like wondering themselves, like, yo, what's up with him, yo?
Yeah.
But now, man, the way I communicate it now, it's way more quiet. 'Cause a prophet in his own country isn't honored. You know what I mean? And like, I don't fulfill every deed and every piece of the law, and I, contradict myself and I become a hypocrite within this gospel and this Torah. And so they're like, how can you speak this? How are you blessed? How am I not blessed? Like, how am I not saying this? But you are. You do worse than me. But that's alive in itself. You know what I mean? That's just that's the Pharisee talking, bro. You know what I mean? And but now, man, it's just very meek and humble. And it just simply is like, I'll just be talking to myself. Like, I remember my brother Grady, man. He was trying to learn to ride his bike. And I was helping him like learn to ride his bike. And like he like wanted me to help him the whole time, man. He's like over and over again, And like, my patience is kind of running out. And then eventually I'm like, Grady, if you ask God, Yah, Yahuwah, he will be right here and he will help you ride his bike. And this is God in heaven, And like he's heard it. It's like instilled within him, And he understood. And like when I told him, he was like confused almost. He had like his eyebrow raised. He was like, hold on, hold on. And then he went and did it. And now he's going by himself trying to learn to ride this bike without me trying to teach him. He's doing it just trusting in Yah. And it's like little things like that that any person can do, because at the end of the day, we're all the children of God. And who is my mother? Who is my brother? But those that fulfill the will of my father. You know what I mean? And like, that's ultimately it. You know what I mean? Like, and like, I'm hands up. Like, I love my family, truly. And I really pray and believe and love that they will all make it. And they will by the amazing and glory and grace and power of Yah. But if they don't, then that's just the way it is, man. Ishmael, I mean, like Abraham, not Abraham, but Yaakov was brothers with Esau, twin brothers, as close as it gets, as powerful as and righteous as it could have ever been. But Esau is the curse of the world in these days, and Yaakov blessed the world, through the promise that was made to Abraham,
How are
and
y'all
so.
on holidays? Do you do Christmas, Thanksgiving still, or you don't do any of those no more? But do they ask you to come around for
Oh yeah.
Christmas and Thanksgiving? How do you
Oh yeah.
handle that?
Oh man, no, yeah, I dropped all of it, man. Like, never by my own will do I ever celebrate that stuff. Because like I understand and see how it's pagan and how and like there's this zeal for the Most High, man. And like I just choose to accept it. You know what I'm saying? That like and it's God-given. Anyone can have that zeal. Especially with this Ruach HaMashiach, you know what I mean? And like he dwells within us. And like, yeah, man, no, I don't do none of that jazz, but my grandparents host, like my blessed grandparents of my mother's side, which are amazing, yo. They host Christmas Eve every year. And it's always a struggle, man. You know what I'm saying? Dude, and they're amazing, dude. And the family's awesome, man. And like every time, since I was young, before dinner, every single time, no matter if it was Easter or Thanksgiving or Christmas, everyone would hold hands, and my grandmother and grandfather would pray unto God and thank God for the whole assembly, dude, and in my ears, like, dude, every time they do, it's with a true heart and a true mind, but a lack of knowledge, and like it's like it brings us all at the end of that prayer like together, but all without knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Like the spirit is there, but they just don't know. You know what I mean? And so that's the only good thing I can say about those get-togethers, though. In terms of the spiritual, discipline and value and obedience of it. Like those holidays themselves, yeah. Why do you think you're blessed? Like you say it all the time. Like there's no blessing in it. It's just it's like being asleep in the matrix. Yeah, it's just like, okay, I'm not gonna believe in God, but I'm gonna live my life and pretty much at the end of it, not even know I really lived and forgot it, Like, what will the wicked really even remember? You know what I'm saying? All they'll ever remember is God, is the truth, and that's all anyone ever remembers. So either you can live in it and remember more and live more, or you can just be dead and be done. And all you'll ever remember is the truth that saved others and not even yourself if you're truly wicked, And like, that's a mystery within itself as well.
How do you prepare for what's going to eventually happen. There's going to be an economic crisis,
Oh yeah.
especially we're in Florida. So you know, whatever's going to happen in Florida is going to be out of whack. So how do you prepare for what's eventually going to happen?
Well, I will say, yeah, I definitely know it's coming, yo. Like, it most likely will be international power outage, no phones, like purge kind of situation, you know, failing of the system, everybody in darkness, you know, disconnected. 'Cause, like, you know, that's just, it just makes sense in like the understanding of like how the system is built up, where everyone is so connected through their phones and like consumed through this black mirror and this little portal of demonic bullcrap. That can be, that is a good tool if you use it properly, you know, but like ultimately it's a curse, man. It's a device of the devil. But like, dude, everyone's gonna be so consumed within the matrix, bro, and the voice of the devil, man, and like that kingdom, and they'll just be so consumed in a delusion, you know, because like while they're in this kingdom, they simply can't understand that a tree that is in front of them was created by God. So they won't even know what the tree is. And then there's that verse that like the wicked, they can't tell their left hand from their right hand. You know what I mean? And like that is gonna build to a very divine pinnacle that Yah ordains, that when that light does turn off, it's gonna be perfect written word of his to show how bad it gets and how far the like their minds, hearts, and spirits and soul will go. And then when, you know, reality hits, and it ain't even him yet. It's just your lost power, you know, and your phone don't work. You know what I mean? And so it's like laughter, bro. You know, and then it's like he says, in the day of their calamity, he will laugh at them. Like, and he's laughing. He's like, all I did was turn your power off, bro. Your phone don't work. What are you tripping about? You know, and like, you know, it's just it, like, you know, I find this humor in it. You know, it's hilarious. But yeah.
We at the end of the show, but I like to give the guest their last words of what advice do they have for people that's in the walk, just like you, that are struggling with vice, that are in the middle of this awakening and also in the middle of being in the world and being social. What could you tell someone that's in your shoes right now listening?
By Yah's great will and the great and most beloved son and servant of Yahuwah, which is his son, who is the worthy lamb, that just like in the beginning with Abraham and Isaac, was prepared from the beginning to take the faults of ours and the blood of our sins and bear it. By him alone does any man come to repentance, and that not by that man's own choice does that man fulfill the will of Yah. But let no one judge you except Yah, and follow after no man and no king of the earth, and trust in no man, but trust in Yah and in Yahusha. And let Yahusha dwell within you, and learn not from Larry Johnson or Tristan Ferguson or any man upon this earth, but notice that they are pointing a finger. And now, so now go and bathe and dwell within the great water. That is the everlasting life and blessing that is Yahuwah himself, and through his son we can gain. So, you know, don't worry about anyone else except yourself and Yah. And Yah will prove you and reprove you and teach you and purge you and purify you. And let it be known unto you that the only reason, you know, you can repent is because he allowed it for the glory of him, for his own name, and that there is no power within a man except that the man be strengthened by, you know, he that strengthens, for we can do all things through he that strengthens us.
I love it, bro. I love it. You was in the zone right now. You was in the zone right now.
Yeah,
See?
flow
You was in a
state,
flow state.
yeah, flow state, bro.
You in
Yeah,
a
bro.
flow state right now. I
Yeah,
love
bro.
it.
Flow
I
state,
love it.
bro.
See,
Yeah,
bro, all you gotta do is
like
clean
that.
up these vices, man. You on your way,
Yeah,
bro.
man.
I'm
Hey.
truly blessed to have this conversation with
Hey,
you, man.
me too, man, dude. And y'all's will, amen, dude. I'm blessed as well. It's an honor, brother. You know, truly. And I'm a Gentile. You know, I'm humble, yo. Like, it'd be a blessing for me to be in the kingdom and sweep your courts. You know, there's 12,000 of each tribe, yo. And like, I respect it, man. His called assembly, his people, the 144,000 in the end. Yo, if I'm a servant, I'm good. You know, like, I'm with it. I'm with it. You know, like, I ain't the one. I serve, and I'll be put wherever he decides, and that's
Yeah.
for all of us too,
True
man.
that.
You know what I mean?
True, true,
Amen.
true that.
You know,
True
true.
that. Amen, bro. Thanks for coming on, man. I definitely gonna
Love,
keep in
brother.
contact with you, man, and see how you're advancing in your walk and making sure
Oh,
you're
yeah.
blessed and covered, man, and making sure you're on the right path.
Thank you, brother. And
All
you know,
right.
man, in spirit and truth, bro, because as the days continue, man, that rattling of the bones, the reviving of the body, that unification in one mind, like it grows closer, man. And like
Yeah.
it's that awakening, yo. We all grow closer together, yo, and become one
Exactly.
mind and can
Exactly.
like hear
Exactly.
and feel each other and see each other when the time comes. You
Yeah.
know, like that light shining down, it's like you see that person's glistening and you're glistening too. And both of y'all see it and you're like, yo, is y'all with you too? You're like, bet, let's go. You know what I mean? You know, let's walk up out this, at this Babylon, out this
Right,
Egypt, bro.
right.
Straight up, man. You know,
Yeah,
fast.
we're not in the Sunshine State together for no reason.
Yeah, straight up, man. Straight up, bro. And then good old Florida, bro. Straight up. Ain't
Yeah.
no place like it, dude. Ain't no place like it. Straight up, bro. You know,
Right, my
bro.
man,
But
you
yeah,
take
man.
it easy.
Hey, you too, brother. I
All
mean,
right,
God
bro.
bless you, man.
You
For real,
too.
brother. Hey, thank you, man. All right.